This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military said that it has destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine and an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched weapons, cruise missiles. The defense ministry said in a statement that the strike took out a large batch of the weapons supplied and military equipment delivered from the U.S. and European countries and intended for Ukrainian troops to the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. The West has stepped up its weapon supplies to Ukraine since Russia's February 24th invasion, and Russia's military is trying to intercept and destroy all those weapons. The Moscow says that Western arms deliveries for Kyiv and the imposition of drastic sanctions against the Russian economy amount to a proxy war with Russia. And remarks to the President Joe Biden says that South Korea has now joined trade sanctions against Russia and also supports some of the end of the invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, on Saturday said the situation in Donbas, southeastern Ukraine, was extremely difficult as Russia continues its offensive. Russia has now halted natural gas exports to neighboring Finland. The highly symbolic move that came early Saturday marks a likely end to nearly 50 years of natural gas import from Moscow to Helsinki. This is VOA News. Australia, and Scott Morrison says that his conservative government had left Australia in a robust condition, even as voters punished him for his handling of issues including climate change and the pandemic that helped return the center-left opposition back to power. Morrison says that he'll step down as head of the Liberal Party after conceding the defeat in the election to the Labor Party and to its leader, Anthony Albanese, a former tourism marketer before switching to politics. Morrison was labeled the accidental prime minister in 2018 and sprung in a major surprise winning a 2019 election. He has since been deeply criticized for dragging the chain on climate change and for not establishing a promised integrity and corruption watchdog. He was also scorned for his handling of sexual harassment scandals. The Summit of the Americas is a little more than 2 weeks away in the city of Los Angeles, and there's still no clear answer on which countries are going. The Palestinian Health Ministry now says that Israeli troops have shot and killed a 17-year-old Palestinian militant during a raid in the occupied West Bank. The shooting came at a time of intensified military activity in the northern West Bank town of Jenin. Over the past months, local media reported the clashes erupted outside the area in a refugee camp when Israeli forces stormed the area. Israel has been conducting raids regularly there following a series of deadly attacks inside Israel. The army says that its soldiers opened fire Saturday after the gunman opened fire and threw explosives toward the troops from a passing car. The White House is planning what it calls dire contingencies that could include rationing supplies of vaccines and treatments this fall if Congress does not approve more money for fighting COVID-19. Biden administration officials have been warning for weeks that the country has spent nearly all of the money approved for COVID-19 response. The administration faces critical decisions about how to spend what is left. It's weighing whether to use it to secure the next generation of vaccines to protect the highest risk populations or to prioritize highly effective therapies to reduce the risk of severe illness and death. Rationing could expose even the most vulnerable to shortages. Again, the White House is planning for what it calls a dire contingencies that could include rationing supplies of vaccines and treatments this fall. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.